Be what I want.
Do what I want.
I'm who?
Been there.
Welcome to my school. That's the name of the show.
This is my school.
I'm in school.
I'm in school right now. Welcome to my school.
I'm going
to
be what I want.
Do what I want in school.
I'm going to get an A plus.
Welcome to the first episode of Hawaiian Feeling recorded in a school. Yeah. How's your school gay? School gay? Dude, how's your school day going, Anthony?
Don't ever call anyone gay.
My school day is good. It was very interesting. I went to class. If I had to choose my favorite part of the school day, it would probably be lunch.
Giant name. I know how that goes. Name one thing you learned today.
Wow.
I had to name one thing I learned today. I would probably name about math. I learned about how to do an algebra trick.
What's your best class?
If I had to choose my best class, I would choose probably gym because it's the most fun because you get to play basketball.
Cool.
Also, Johnny's talking. He's in school right now.
He learned some math today.
He's got class coming out of his ass.
Hey.
Johnny, Anthony, how's your school day?
I be what I want. I do what I want, but don't fucking touch me because I swear to God, I'll tell the whole fucking school.
Damn. Who's your worst teacher?
Oh, again, probably Bill Engvall. It's a four-way tie between Bill Engvall, Jeff Foxworthy, Ron White, and
Ronald White,
and
Jeffrey Foxworthy, William Engvall,
William A. Engvall. Yeah, it's probably a four-way tie between the Redneck Kings of Comedy, who all teach at my school.
Damn.
What about who's your worst nightmare
in school?
I don't know, you, if you don't shut the fuck up.
Damn.
Wow. You better watch out. I got an itchy trigger and I'm ready to pop off. I don't care if I get a demerit. I don't care if I get a Saturday detention.
Shit.
I've gotten so many of those, I've lost count.
This guy's the worst guy in our school. He's
kind of the scariest,
I'm the worst one in this school. I will kill you at a moment's notice, whether based on something you did to me or a look you gave.
Now, Adam, be honest.
Yeah.
Are you the best one in school?
I may not be the best one in school, but I am the most innocent bassist in Chicago.
His name's Adam.
There he is.
It's a wildly disorganized intro.
Are you okay, Adam?
Yeah, I'm okay. I just sometimes feel like everyone else needs to cover up their nudity, and I don't understand why, because I'm so innocent.
Yeah, you want to know. You want to be free-floating.
Hey, your innocence speaks volumes.
You're a lot like Hugo.
Yeah, I am. That 60-year-old man.
Hugo Grant. This is really
welcome
cool
to the Grantland podcast.
Welcome to Revision 3.
We're on Revision 3, where every single word matters. Right?
Especially.
We're all writers.
We are writers, and if you tell anyone we write, I'll tell the whole fucking school what you did.
We're all writers, we're all chips off the old block, but we never get writer's block.
You can't tell anyone I'm a writer.
Don't even think about missing a beat.
Hey.
Be what I want.
Sometimes I feel like a beat, but then I realize I just missed the beat.
Wait, what?
I'm not saying that again.
Okay. Anthony, I don't know if you have done this because you just, had a nap, but... Maybe
don't put me on blast like that, right, motherfucker.
I'm not going to put you on blast, but maybe we need some questions this week.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Hey, what?
Wait, fuck you.
I'm going to put this on Facebook now.
What?
Put it on blast.
In the meantime, talk amongst yourselves.
Are you putting Facebook on blast?
I'm letting people know. Except Dane Cook apparently just met Paul McCartney.
Yeah, I saw
damn.
That.
Did he Sufi him?
I hope so.
Sufi.
Oh, that's been away for 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Sufi is back.
Never left.
Back in school. Nice. I'm getting back a phone call from Spencer.
Answer it. Answer it on air.
Should I answer it?
Yeah. Taking live calls.
Hey, dude, I'm recording Hawaiian Feeling right now. Do you want to, be a call-in?
Yeah,
entertaining.
All right, I'll call you back.
Put him on a speaky.
But he didn't want to be a call-in.
Oh.
What did he say?
He's going to offer me money to do him a favor. I'll call him back after the episode.
I thought he was on a fucking road trip.
I have no idea.
Where is he?
I don't know.
Where was he road tripping?
Maybe he needs a ride. Maybe he needs to be picked up.
Oh, that'd be so stupid.
Yeah. I'm going to text him.
Maybe he needs a rise. Wait, maybe he just needs a rise taken out of him.
Yeah, oh, is that it? He just...
Where was his road trip to?
Does nobody know where his road trip was to?
I don't know. I didn't know even know he was on a road trip.
Is he in the void?
He just had a really sick road trip to the void.
shit.
Okay, I'm posting about questions now.
Taking you a long time, man.
Live podcast.
This is a very distracted podcast.
If we're all distracted.
Yeah, it's because there's a new Roku box in the house. There We've all been watching Revision 3. Do you guys like tech and unboxing? Do you just turn it off?
I don't know.
Well,
it wasn't me.
The TV is making its own mind up. Wait, what? So, this past week, TV has been getting extreme ratings that no one ever thought possible.
TV is getting crazy ratings.
More people tuned in than TVs known to exist.
Imagine trying to watch TV and it just won't let you because too many people are watching.
That could happen because
ratings are too good.
Like I'm saying, the ratings right now are too good.
Yeah, it's like net neutrality.
So
dude,
please turn off, tune out, drop in,
drop out.
This is smart podcasting.
Stop watching TV. Start skateboarding. Yeah. Soul Skater 88 over here.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I like that.
In a school.
Oh. we should talk about how...
stay in school.
Our downstairs neighbors at this very moment are also recording a podcast.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
They came up to ask us to be quiet earlier.
They're on a roll.
Oh, too. Yeah, that's right. This is a pod. This is like a podcast versus...
Probably pretty good.
It's like a podcast versus podcast situation.
It's as good as Hawaiian Feeling.
Don't...
Let's have the loudest podcast.
Don't possible. We can't disparage their podcast because what if they find out we have a podcast? Then like you guys can't be friendly and you can't tell them about our podcast because like
Anthony's
you
over
talk
here talking shit.
Well, I'm not. I'm just saying let's have the loudest podcast.
Yeah, and then before that you said it probably sucks. Maybe I don't know, dude. Your school spirit is getting a little out
right
of
now.
Hand.
Yeah.
What are they on about? I don't think we're gonna get loudest podcast, dude. I don't think our ratings for loudness are good enough.
That's not gonna be our podcast superlative in school.
No, the Heads Up podcast is pretty loud.
Our podcast superlative is being the first school podcast.
Yeah, dude, this is our first podcast after the wreckage left after Heads Up.
What?
Out of the void
after the wreckage left.
Well, where'd the wreckage go?
After the wreckage, you know. This is just.
I've heard of that show, Heads Up. Seems pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'd love to be a part of it someday.
Yeah, it's so strange how the people who were on Heads Up have disappeared.
They're gone.
And they. Yeah. Nobody knows what happened. The helicopter they took, it looks like the Malaysian Airlines flight.
You guys ever noticed that they have the same names as us? It's so weird.
Have you guys ever noticed that, like, the ship that the aliens flew, that Xenu flew,
it
is the same as that one plane?
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know how true that could possibly be.
Well, bring it up with Elrond, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
The hosts of Heads Up are in a better place now. They're with Elrond in the void.
Yeah. They're with Enron.
Good luck, guys.
With Elrond and Enron
all
kicking it in the void.
So much stock.
It turns out, guys, that Heads Up was never a show. I was just really high on DMT listening to the Joe Rogan podcast, and it all happened in my mind.
Holy shit.
But it's out there.
But good. You guys heard it too, so like, I guess not. I guess I'm wrong.
What makes it real?
If you guys want to turn off all the lights and listen to the Joe Rogan podcast and do drugs, like, I'm down. I just want to say
that.
I'm down.
All right.
Okay.
Can you imagine that?
We'll give it a shot. Listeners, we're going to try that, and we'll get back to you.
Yeah. You try it, too.
We'll try it at the same time.
You guys
we officially endorse recreational drug use.
You guys have to try it. If you don't try it, then I'll know.
We have kind of a long question that was given to us.
Okay.
Really?
What are we trying to do? I'm sorry.
Oh, we're endorsing recreational drugs.
Where are you at right now?
Listeners, I just want to let you know, I just woke up from a really long nap. I had a really frustrated sleep. Where I went to bed kind of early.
Woke up
at 4 in the morning for no reason. Watched like 6. This is going to make me sound like an idiot. I watched some angry video game nerd videos. And then went back to sleep. And then I just played guitar for a long time with Evan. And then took a nap. I'm not feeling great.
What a world.
So I am not being a great podcaster right now, but I'll still ask this question, which is from Coriander. Hello, Coriander.
Coriander. Coriander.
Basically.
All right.
If an alien species came to Earth.
The Xenos. The Thetans.
Yeah, yeah. How are Thetan levels doing, by the way?
On the
below average.
Let's see on the mixer here. Yeah.
Yeah, below average.
Yeah, well.
Bad Thetans. What's banned?
Nice.
Basically, if an alien species came to Earth,
which they did,
and will,
yeah, again, and like in terms of relative intelligence, we could compare the situation to fish trying to communicate with us as humans.
So are they fish?
No. Hold on. Let's unpack that sentence.
I got it. Let's move on.
Okay. And like in terms of relative intelligence, we could compare them to fish trying to communicate with humans. But like in this situation,
too fast.
We are the fish,
right?
And they were the humans, and they wanted to eat us.
Mm-hmm.
How would you convince them not to? So I'm assuming this means we're stupid and they're really smart.
It's like that would be asking a fish to convince you not to eat it, which is just go away.
If the whole premise
of this is that we can't communicate with them, then
I feel like
I don't know what you want out of us, Coriander.
I would try and get them to.
I think you're putting us in a rough situation that we can't get out.
To play chess with Deep Blue, the supercomputer.
Watson,
wait,
Watson, show him Beethoven's Fifth.
Oh God,
I would just my answer is run away. That's the damn truth.
Well. We can at least communicate.
Maybe they'll think we're kind of hot.
Well, like, she said it was analogous to fish trying to communicate with people.
Right.
So we can't.
Yeah, but have fish ever tried to...
Very sexy.
Have fish ever even tried to communicate with people?
Probably.
Maybe they would just ace it if they put their hearts into it.
Like they come out of the water and they're like, now listen here.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think either use our bodies in like a sexual way or...
Run away.
Or basically convince them that we...
Just talk right into the mic.
We could, like...
Convince them that we you make me feel like a terrible podcaster.
Invite them over to watch a movie.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, they might be down to hang.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or convince them that we weren't...
I know they love hookah, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chill, get drunk.
Hookah garbage?
Hookah garbage is like a collection of our chillest.
We could take them to a luau and finally convince them that we are sexy beings... And they don't want to eat us because we're too hot.
Boom.
Too hot,
There you go, Coriander. Take him to a sexy luau.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Who wrote that song? Tito?
Francis Scott Key.
Tony Two-Tone.
Francis Scott Key jumped from National... I just said National Treasure.
Known from National... Francis Scott Key from National Treasure wrote Feeling Hot, Hot,
It was Titanic Timmy Tinkertoons, who was such a giant fellow that when he played the violin, he had to use a cello.
Hot, hot, hot.
I'm feeling hot, hot, hot.
I'm feeling hot, hot, hot.
Yeah. I'm feeling hot. Wait, what?
I'm feeling hot.
Wait,
hot,
what?
Hot.
Ben?
Ken, I thought you
Ben,
died.
Yeah, did you survive falling out of the helicopter?
Ben, I thought you died.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Where'd you land?
On a big pillow.
What are the people on Heads Up like? Ben?
I don't really like him.
Who do you like the least?
Oh. Be honest. Complete candor, please.
I do not like that Evan fellow.
What, man?
I knew it. He's the worst in the school.
That's not me.
No.
The host of Heads Up.
The Heads Up guy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're fine.
I don't like it. I don't like you very much, but you're fine.
All right.
I'm talking about the Evan from Heads Up. He's not he's not fine.
That's too bad.
Damn. He's not hot enough.
He's not hot.
Feeling. Oh.
If you went to a luau with a hottie, could you resist?
Resist what?
Temptation.
Would you have to start flirting? That's basically my question.
I flirt every day of my life.
If you were at a luau with a hottie, would you flirt?
What if Ben was a huge flirt?
How about we see about that now?
Ben, are you
a huge flirt?
You could ask him.
Ben, are you a huge flirt?
Well, yes.
Oh, no.
I would say that I am very good with women, even though I don't like them very much. I don't like anyone very much, but I am a great flirt.
All right.
What could you possibly flirt about?
Nah.
Tell me, what's the first technique you always use to flirt?
How many buttons do you
use? What's your opening move?
Well, first I say, if we're at a bar eating food, I'll be like, I don't really like this. And they'll be like, yeah, like, it's not very good. I know. Isn't that funny? Ha ha ha. And then I say, yeah, it's not, I don't like this.
Man, and then that's like,
you heard it here first.
Wait, Ben, do you like luau's?
What?
Wait, what? Do you like luau's?
I love luau's.
Yeah! You found what you like.
No, it's because luau's make you hot. Don't they, Ben? Ben? Don't luau's make you hot?
Are you guys flirting? Adam, are you flirting with Ben?
I'm trying to trying to show Ben some of my
Ben
moves.
If luau's make him hot.
I don't really like it.
I'm aware that I asked him if luau's make him hot. I need a straight answer.
I'm hot, yes. Luau's have helped me be hot. That's why I like luau's.
It's good to actually extend.
I'm hot, yes. That's a good Ben quote. Yeah.
It's good that we got Ben out here for more than just like coming in and saying a line.
Yeah. If Ben,
I feel like I know Ben a little bit.
I just need a little more proof that you're hot.
Yeah, why don't you show us?
Yeah, proof.
Show us your bum.
Are you saying that you want to see?
I want to take a look at your butt, Ben.
You want to be famous, don't you?
I guess that.
Yeah, well, show me your butthole.
All right. Okay, fine.
Oh.
Okay, what do you guys think?
Pretty cool.
It would look good with a
peach pit
with a skirt with a pop.
That would be funny if I did. If I had to go.
What do they call a hula skirt?
Leafy green papaya.
So what do you guys think about leafy greens, micro greens?
It's kind of hard to talk about all this stuff when there's just an exposed butthole in the room.
Yeah, that's all.
I don't want to put my pants back up yet.
Okay, keep them down.
We have now seen the ultimate fate of Ben's diet.
What if the void is, you know what I'm saying? What if the void is his
rectal?
What if that's where the Heads Up guys are?
A rectal void?
Oh, no. This is a really good thought. This is a good thought that I'm having. It's a really interesting, funny thought.
Hey guys, this is a question from Brandon.
Okay.
Brandon.
What is the best coffee or tea or be with me you've ever had?
Oh, blonde roast.
Blonde roast.
Is that a real answer? What is blonde roast?
Coffee or tea or what?
Nothing. It was just coffee or tea. I was just quoting the singer-songwriter Lisa Gale.
Be with me?
He did not say or be with
me. I'll go with be with me.
Yeah. Brandon. I'd also like to go with be with me.
So we got blonde roast or be with me. Johnny, how are you going to wrap this up?
Blonde roast.
Just be with me, man.
All right.
Wait, what
coffee
actually,
or
what's
tea?
Your favorite coffee?
Be with me.
That's a question.
I don't have one.
That interests me.
I like iced Earl Grey tea. And I also like green tea that it's hot.
My favorite coffee. If I had to choose my favorite coffee, I would choose dark matter coffee. If I had to choose my favorite tea, I would choose none because I don't drink a lot of tea. If I had to choose my favorite be with me, I would choose all my friends like you guys.
I would choose the whole school.
all of school.
Wow. All the art kids, all the sports kids.
I can't believe
all the skaters, all the staters, all the breakers.
We talked about
student
this.
Council.
All the breaker brockers.
I can't believe we're going to be seniors next year.
That is so crazy. Big men on campus, right?
Should I run for student council? Or student?
I would vote for you.
Is it true that we have to throw pennies at freshmen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember freshman hell week?
I'm going to run for fake government.
Did you guys have freshman hell week?
Like,
no.
We didn't do it.
What is that?
Nobody did it. It was just basically like when you were supposed to haze the freshmen.
Cool.
But it's
I like it.
One time I got, when I was a freshman, some senior came up to me and drew an F on my forehead.
Whoa.
Damn, because you're Italian?
For Fabrizio?
Fabrizio.
So it's because you're Italian.
It stood for faker.
I'm pretty sure it made I'm pretty sure it made me cry. I was like 14.
Yeah, I would cry. That'd be like,
and it was like a big scary like
you don't know
18-year-old
guy doing
it.
You don't know what's going on. You don't know how much, you know.
Probably stood for fucking poser.
It stood for fascist, because you're fucking Italian, dude. Mussolini.
Yeah. Damn.
I read your diary, dude.
I'm going to have to disagree with you, Adam.
I think it stood for faker.
Okay. What? Wait, what?
Adam.
Okay. I'm with you so far.
How was your day at school?
My day at school has been pretty good. I went to home ec and I made some cookies. And if you want to know how to make cookies,
it's your
you
Adam.
Roll them and you cut them and you stick them in the oven and you bake them till they're done and you eat them, eat them, eat them.
Adam,
you
your father's
you
trying to talk to you.
Adam, it's me,
you chomp
R-Pod.
And you chomp and you chow.
R-Pod.
You swallow them down.
Feeling
when they're
hot,
golden
hot,
brown,
hot.
You take them out, you chew them and you chow.
Shut up, Adam.
Rub your tummy. You roll them and you cut them and you stick them in the oven.
Feeling hot.
Bake them till they're ready. Take them out. Eat them. Go.
Feeling hot. That's pretty good.
Thanks,
Adam.
Thanks, Titanic, Timmy Tinker Tunes.
Adam doesn't want to talk to his dad.
Joining, dad?
Oh, now you want to talk to me?
Yeah, I was doing. I was in class.
Mr. Bosarge.
This is your father.
What are you
R-Pod.
Doing at school?
What are you doing at my
sir?
School, Dad? You're gonna embarrass me.
R-Pod, I'm just making sure you finish your homework, son.
Well, I have to wait till I get home from school to do that, Dad. How long has it been since you were in school, Dad? You don't understand. You never drive me to my Saturdays.
Let me just clarify by saying, yes, I do, son.
All right, that's fair.
Mr. Bosarge,
sir. You do drive me to my Saturday detentions.
Look, Adam's a great kid, and he's one of my best friends.
Now,
and you got to lay off.
Who is this character?
I'm his friend. I'm his schoolmate, Evan.
This is my friend,
I'm just
Dad.
A little boy.
Yeah. He's in sixth grade. I'm a junior.
I have something to tell you, Adam.
He's my best friend at
I'm
school.
I'm just a little boy.
I'm also 14 years old.
Dad?
14 years old. I don't know what I'm doing.
Why the hell did you marry my mom?
Because I was a virgin in time.
Did I just walk in on something?
Adam's mom?
Principal
no,
Jeff?
I'm a nerdy chemistry teacher.
Oh, how could I have confused Principal Jeff?
Dr. Bronkers.
Dr. Bronkers is my name. People often confuse me
why,
with Principal Jeff.
The only doctor,
why are you a doctor?
The only doctor in high school.
Why is a guy with a PhD teaching high school chemistry? That's my question.
They just call him that because he hooks us up with all our hallucinogenic drugs.
Oh, the doctor. That's his nickname.
The doc.
Yeah.
People.
Was
it
Doc Bronk? This is Dr. Feelgood, and this is the 80s.
People always call me Dr. Feelgood. I am Dr. Bronkers. I do have a nerdy science lab.
You're a bit of a mystic, too. You met Aleister Crowley.
I did, and wow. I walked the Grateful Dead up on stage.
Were they students of yours, Dr. Bronkers?
Yes, I taught them all about the wonders.
Wow. Your first name's Claimer.
Yeah. Claimer Bronkers.
Claimer Bronkers.
Claimer Feelgood.
I am a nerdy.
Claimer Feelgood.
I am a nerdy scientist.
What's your favorite type of nerdy science?
I love the science of nerdy flirting.
Nice.
What's your favorite compound?
Probably shut the fuck up, uranium.
Oh. That's pretty good.
Or mind your own biztanium.
Hey, dude, don't be mean to him. This is my sixth grade best friend.
I'm just a little boy.
You two are just little boys, and I know you're his father.
What?
What?
I'm a 16-year-old junior in high school, and this is my best friend, the sixth
no,
grade
I'm,
Evan.
No, I was pointing at...
Does that make Johnny...
The listeners couldn't hear me pointing, but I was pointing.
Does that make Johnny my granddaddy?
It's not Johnny, it's R-Pod.
Evan.
So it's our pod.
Evan, my grandson.
Actually, my dad's name is...
Wait, what the fuck?
My dad's name is John, so we're in the clear.
Yeah.
I go by our pod.
I have changed.
You should know that you're my son. And you're my grandson. And I'm very proud of you. Evan.
I really can't get used to it. I should know that by now.
He has changed his name from John to John Arpod. And then back to Arpod. Wow. Big time.
You do your research, don't you, Dr. Feelgood?
I do. I'm always on my computer typing in research.
Do you think you could hook me up with some mushrooms? I really feel like listening to the Joe Rogan podcast tonight, but I don't like doing that sober.
You won't listen to the Joe Rogan podcast. You'll have to listen to Joe. What's the guy from the Eagles?
Joe Walsh?
You have to listen to the Joe Walsh podcast now.
Joe Walsh podcast.
I would listen to that for
sure. I would
listen
to that so much.
I lock my doors in case I'm attacked.
I am a fricker.
They write me letters.
I am a fricker without any friends.
Hey, Dr. Bronkers.
I really wish that I had some more friends.
Yes, it's Dr. Bronkers.
Dr. Bronkers, how's your school day going?
Yeah, what classes did you just come from?
I had the fifth period, or as I like to call them, fat period.
Now help me out on this.
What
you're
class
a teacher,
is that?
And you're also a high school student, right?
Yes, I'm the first teacher student.
Student, oh, you're a
Bronkers.
Hello, Todd.
Hey, being a little stupid nerd.
No, don't
hurt. Why don't you go back to the library? Maybe you have more friends at the library.
Hey, yo, Todd, let's get this guy.
No, don't hurt me today, guys. I am just a teacher at this school.
You're not a fucking teacher at the school, man. You're a student like the rest of us, dude. You're just a brown noser.
Either I kick your ass or you kiss my ass. What's it going to be?
Yo, Todd, this guy's a fucking loser. Let's go somewhere else.
All right, Brett.
Let's go smoke.
Lick Ben's voidal asshole.
Give me your fucking lunch money first, though.
I'm not having a very good day at school, guys. My fifth period, or as I like to call them, fat period, messed up in class today. But none of them could get an answer to a question right because I asked them a nutty riddle.
Which was what?
Man, you got to stop getting up in the front
of
your
classes.
Just asking your
peers. We haven't had nutty news.
This is Dr. Bronker's nutty news.
This is Dr. Bronkers.
Hey, kid, tell me about that nutty riddle.
Well, here's the riddle, guys. So let's say you're a fish and there are aliens coming.
give me your lunch money, freak.
Don't call me a freak. I'm just your teacher, Dr. Bronkers.
Get up in front of class and try and talk to us like you're our teacher is the day that I give you my lunch money.
Fuck you!
Whoa.
Fuck you!
Hey, Brock.
No, I'm taking a stand.
All right, but do you have any mushrooms, dude? I have money.
No, I don't have mushrooms.
Trust me, money's not a problem.
You have money? You have
Hey, Dr. Bronker.
I could give you money for the shrooms.
Wait,
dude.
Hold on. Adam's trying to talk to
There's
me.
There's a new episode of the Joe Rogan podcast, and I'm fucking dry on my drugs, dude.
Okay, what about you now?
How come you're always flirting with Miss Crumpter?
Miss Crumpter is a babe.
She didn't like you.
Her derriere is soft.
Bronker and Crumpters.
It's a rumpus to pumpus, too.
You haven't touched
you two,
the teacher's
You two
butt,
freaks
dude.
Are made yeah, for right. each other.
Guys.
Picks or it didn't
would you
happen.
Join me? Would you join
High
me in the
school.
Song?
Yeah.
Dr. Ann, or Bronker and Crumpter sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
First comes
love, then comes marriage, then comes a baby in a baby carriage.
Shut up! I can't take it anymore.
Did you just piss your pants?
Wait, is it Bronkers or Bronkers?
Bronkers.
Okay,
I'm just a nerdy teacher and also a student.
He just pissed his pants, guys. Are you into pee play? Wow.
Oh, I am.
Dr. Feelgood's into pee play.
I just posted a video of me walking around in pissed Nikes.
That video is so crazy.
That is a video.
I will say this, Dr. Feelgood. For as much of a nerd as you are and a pain in my ass, your videos are fucking funny.
Thank you. I do have a lot of insane
and
videos.
Your drugs work.
My drugs work and my pissed Nikes are got me at least 1,100 views.
How are things going with Miss Crumpter?
Yeah, have you like talked to her one-on-one yet?
Yeah, I tapped it.
No way. Really?
Did you tap her phone line?
No, I haven't talked to her yet.
Bronkers. Oh. You can't tap a phone.
It's hard to start a flirtation session with a teacher, but you just have to come to them at their level in the teacher's lounge.
Isn't this true?
Meet them where they are.
Do they let you in the teacher's lounge?
I am filming a new after-school special.
You are?
Bronk?
What does that have to do with the teacher's lounge?
What is it, Bronk? Hey, spit it out, dummy. What is it?
Well, I have the scripts, and I need us to all act it out.
Okay. All right. This is great.
It's called Christmas at School. I'd like us to act it out.
I like where you're going with this.
Wait, so these are my lines?
I'll give you the characters now.
Yeah, so who do we play?
Gosh.
Well, Adam, what does it say in your character description?
Well, did you really have to name my character Adolf? Come on, man. It's just
It's not Adolf Hitler as a name, another name. Right.
Can we just change it to, like, Adam?
No!
Dolph.
Dolph?
Dolph.
Dolph is fine.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I just think it's a little didactic, you know, a little 2D to name me Adolf.
What does it say your character is like?
Well, it says
I can see it says you're smiley.
It says he's smiley, and it says more than one of his feelings overwhelm him throughout the show.
Ooh, ain't that the truth?
I have dreams. I have dreams of the ocean being a cross water mailman, but I won't tell anyone.
Cross the water mailman. Good, Evan. Who are you?
It's so weird. I can't. I think it says my name is Duncan.
It's upside down. Here you go.
Oh, sorry.
Duncan.
No, it still says my name is Duncan.
Oh, nice. It's like the cover of Angels and Demons where you turn it upside down and it still says it.
You wrote the whole script in that font.
How'd you do that, Dr. Brom?
I hacked Dan Brown's fonts.
It's so weird because it says I'm supposed to be a fictional version of Dan Brown.
Yeah. This is okay. So our characters are not friends.
It's about
probably not.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's just it's you're finally starting to realize.
Just give him a character.
What this school
I know
is
what my
like.
Is. I'm both the good cop and the bad cop.
Whoa.
All right. Should we start?
That's a new concept.
Yes. And I'm Dr. Bronker's best in the school.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the move?
Well, I've got the first line. It says, "I can't believe Christmas is already."
Hold on. It begins with a school bell.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see that part.
Hold on. Bing, bing, bong, yeah. Keep doing bing, that theme. Bong, bing.
I can't believe Christmas is already here. The Donkins family put up the tree yesterday, and it's a wild time at home, but I'm glad to be at school.
Second line is, I'm reading it right now. It cuts to the police station.
We're all reading it, dude.
at the police station, it's late at night, and good cop, bad...
Wait, he doesn't do that yet.
Good cop...
Oh, yeah, so if you could repeat those lines.
Oh. Wow. Again, Kim?
Is this a bell, like a school bell that gets a class?
Wow.
Come on, Donkin, spit it out.
Donkin.
Oh, man. I can't believe...
Donkins, God.
I'm working on it. Work.
All right, here's the script.
I can't believe Christmas is already.
All right, cut to the police station.
All right, police station.
All right, we'll come back to that scene. I'm crying.
Good cop, bad cop is hunched over a desk full of good guy, bad guy papers.
And candy.
And he's like, here's the line. Sure do wish I could be with my family this Christmas.
So am I supposed to be Lewis?
Meeting up with the Donkins later to celebrate as a joint Christmas affair.
Hey, good bad. We got a case to go on. The whole jail escaped.
And I'm a cop too.
All right. Which way'd they go? What was your name again?
Lewis.
Lewis. Which way did they go?
Well, to be honest, I didn't see it happen, but I did see a clue.
What's the clue?
They left a note, and it said... I don't know how to interpret it.
Wait, what did you...
All right, let me take a look.
Yeah.
It says...
Oh, no, it's I'm the voiceover for the note. It says... Okay.
If you think you can find us, you can all go fuck yourselves.
And then at the end, we ran a tape recorder.
We ran away to the big lake in town. Try to come find us, idiots.
Yeah, what does it mean?
Okay,
I can't figure it out.
I have the eye of a cop, and I can. I see that there's a fiber on the note. The fiber.
Damn.
This fiber comes straight from the school. This comes from Dr. Bronker's lab.
Cut to the lake where Dr. Bronkers is standing with a bunch of...
One way to go to create a new police station. Whoa. Merry Christmas.
What was that? Sorry, it's me, Lewis. My phone rang, and that's my ringtone.
Oh, damn.
Wow. All right, let's get...
Cut to the big lake where Dr. Bronkers is standing with the inmates.
All right, we're at the lake.
Hey, Dr. Bronkers, now what do we do?
Well, I am the best in the school.
So what's your big master plan?
I'll tell you this. It's Christmas time, right?
Yeah. So what?
Don't you know we have a bunch of sad students?
What are you guys doing here at the lake? It's me, Dolph.
Oh, hey, Dolph.
Oh, hey. I've had run-ins with you before.
It's me, Franklin.
It's Franklin.
Not Frankie.
He's another baddie in the school.
Wait, aren't you guys? You guys are cops.
No, I escaped from prison.
I'm not a cop. I'm a teacher. I am a T-shirt. So you know how I'm a teacher.
I am a T. I am a T-shirt. I am a T-S-H-I-R-T T-shirt.
Well, so
and I have shirts in my T, and I will T-S-H-I-R-T. And I will wear a T-shirt.
Are you TSA? You sound like you're TSA pre-approved.
I didn't write this shit, dude.
Where'd you get this crazy guy?
Did you accidentally put a different text edit file into the script of this play? God,
sorry. But then I it says I have to interrupt
that song.
Shut up.
So what's the big plan, Doc?
So Dolph, you know how you're so smiley.
Yeah.
Well, I know you got a real mean streak. You don't have to fool anyone.
All right. What do you want me to do about all these prisoners that are on the lam?
These prisoners on the lam?
Yeah,
I want you to let them in the school. I want you to let them in the school.
Why'd we come all the way to the fucking lake, man? The school's like an hour and a half away.
We needed a discreet place to meet and secrete meat feats. And...
Oh.
I'm a rapper too.
Nice.
You rap.
I am a T.
What is what? What the fuck? I'm just drunk.
Whoa. That was cool.
I am good. Mr. Bronkers. And you know, you're so smiling.
Yeah.
I need you to convince all the students that it's okay with your smile that a bunch of prisoners are in the school and you need to tell them to cheer up because it's Christmas time.
Okay.
And so that no matter what, they deserve a Christmas at school.
Right. Well, that sounds good, too good to be true.
Who the fuck are you?
Hey, I'm Mikey.
Oh,
hey, Mikey, what's going on?
As well?
Hey, nothing much. How are you doing? Frankie's my little cousin.
Yeah, I've been doing great since we got out of prison a couple minutes ago.
Yeah.
And Dolph.
Your family owns half the town.
Yeah. They are geniuses.
I don't want to mention it.
Students, listen to me. Have you ever thought, what would it be like
if you could
start middle school over? If you could go back? If you could make all those decisions again?
Yes,
if
so?
If you could be back there. Are you one of the students, man? Or are you one of the prisoners? Fucking chill out for a second, man. I'm talking to the students.
Hey, Frankie. Stop for a second.
Yeah, sure. I think about that sometimes.
Well, imagine if you could.
I don't like taking directions from a four-eyes freak, but okay.
I'm not directions. I'm just saying the idea.
He's
imagine
a good guy.
If you could go back. Well, these guys here, they may look scary. They may look like they messed up in life, but they now have a chance to go back to high school, make those decisions again, be popular, be hot. Are you gonna stop them?
Say it's Christmas too.
Xmas.
Well,
Merry Xmas.
No,
it is Christmas.
Christmas is in the script.
I don't want to say Christmas. It's non. It's denomination.
You have to say Christmas.
Christmas isn't just a time
Merry
for
Christmas.
Eating a lot of food and and having
rhymes.
Lots of presents.
It's a time to go back and redo high school.
It's a time to have another chance at high school.
Is this Dunkin's?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is Dunkin's.
Yeah, it's Dunkin's.
The next line forgets who is.
It's about little baby Jesus. Little baby Jesus went back and had another shot.
Donkins.
Yeah. It's about when Jesus went back to high school and then he rose on the third day and realized, holy shit, I didn't die. I was just on mushrooms listening to the Joe Rogan podcast.
So come on, guys. Let's give him another shot. How about it?
Here we go.
Okay. Hey, that sounds great, kid.
Okay, so let's pause. That was act one out of acts one and two. That was
okay. I think that was a pretty good dress. Are there any scenes you want to do again?
That was one out of one and two. No,
I thought that was perfect. Like all the interruptions and things, that was fully intentional. You all had brilliant reads.
Honestly,
let's redo that police station
scene.
My
script went blank after like the first paragraph, and I was just trying to guess what all the lines were.
Do you want my copy?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Do the police station scene again?
Yeah, let's do the police station scene one more time.
All right.
And action.
Man, really wish that I could see my family this Christmas, but there's way too many crimes this time.
Hey, good, bad. All of the people in the jail escaped. It's a hot new case.
I know what you mean,
what?
Man.
Which way did they go?
I don't know that, but they left a clue.
Give me the note. Is it a note?
Voiceover. Hey, fuckers. You're never going to find us. We're down by the big lake, and if you think we're still going to be there when you get there, you are sorely mistaken. So good luck.
I can't figure out what the note means.
I have the eyes of a cop. And with those eyes, I have spied a fiber.
Good. Keep going.
Where's it from?
The fiber? Let me test it. The fiber originated from Dr. Bronker's lab.
Dr. Bronker's?
Excellent police work, good
you,
bad.
You mean that teacher and student at the
high
school?
Hey, you're under arrest. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Oh, he got me.
Okay, I didn't. Can we pause? What? I don't like when you improvise with my script. And
I think that feels a lot better. Johnny, you did a great job on that one.
I didn't think it was very good.
You know, like the idea of a cop who every now and then, hey, you're under arrest. I'm done.
I got to get to class. This is a nice play, Dr. Feelgood, but like you're not even giving me my drugs. I'm going to go to class, man. See ya.
You have a friend What's that you could send called? Over instead?
This place called Christmas at School.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we got to do act two.
All right. Let me see if my buddy wants to do it.
I, for one, am dying to know what happened.
He has sixth period off. He's a pretty cool guy. He's a really fucking good actor.
Cool.
Shit.
Oh, bring him in.
All right.
Hey, man. Yeah, no. It's that fucking guy, dude. You're at this play. Dude, I know. But, like, I gotta go. And so I just have to do it, dude. Like, just come on. Here's the script. All right.
Cool.
Hey.
What's up?
What's your name?
Hey, dude, my name is Danny.
Why are you so quiet?
Hey, Danny.
Hey, guys. I hear you got a play.
Yeah, here's your script.
He said you were a great actor.
I'm a bit of a... Yeah, I'm a little disheartened that I was a second string actor, but, you know...
Wait, hold on. What?
You know, because I wasn't first choice second string. It's like, you're on the bench, dude. I
was but you had bench. Sixth period off.
Yeah, I had sixth period off, dude. I was just going to eat lunch, but like, that's fucking cool, dude.
Well, see, okay.
All right, dude.
Cool. So you wanna try running act two?
Let's go act two. So this is my script here.
Yeah, you play Lenny and you play
Jemmy.
All right, let me just get into character. I'm a really fucking good actor. Like,
and no, Dolph. You also play Dolph.
All right, make no mistake, dude. That scene work is like my middle name.
All right. So you start this act off in scene one. Ready? Right, and action.
Who? When? Where? And where can we find them?
Wow.
Wait, sorry, let me take that again, dude.
That was really good.
That was great.
Dude, that was not good. Let me take that again. I didn't take the
I think so what are you channeling with this character?
Well, I'm just trying to think about Walking Dead.
Okay. Do that.
Steven Yeun is my favorite actor.
Hey, Dr. Bronker. Dr. Bronkers.
Who?
Yes.
What's your biggest influence?
Where?
Oh, my biggest influence personally.
Don't say under the influence of drugs.
Hey.
All right.
That'd be too hilarious.
I'm influenced by numbers and compounds. I'm interested in science and theater.
Is this in the script?
No, this is...
All right, let's fucking do it, man.
I don't know what they're talking about.
I got six period off. I only got 45
minutes. I'm being interviewed right now.
Do you want me to just play it up?
And action.
All right. Who, when, where, and where can we find them?
I know. We have to go to the CD club downtown and see if they're there.
Hey. Welcome to the CD club. What can I do for yous?
Hey.
Wait, hold on. Let me get my CD club music.
Hey, I'm just trying to have some fun. Maybe have a couple beers tonight. How's that sound?
Hey, you should get out of here. I think there's some police officers.
Hey,
at the
what
front
gives,
door.
Man? This is my neighborhood.
Hey, jump into the back room real quick. Let me take care of these clubs. Hello, can I help yous?
Oh, this is the cop. Oh. Yeah, I was just wondering if I could enjoy the club tonight.
Oh, we're not open yet. You're going to have to come back in about a half hour.
I think that you might be wrong to say that.
Listen, you trying to tussle with me, bucko?
Let me just say I'm packing heat.
So am I.
Oh, shit, they have guns. I'm just a club goer.
Hey, you should hit the road, pal.
Hey, if you think I'm wearing a wire, I'm not. I just have a gun for protection.
Yeah, well, I'm wired.
Exit club.
All right.
And back to the high school.
All right.
And action.
What the fuck happened to my locker? What the fuck?
Dolph?
Yeah, what's up, man?
I'm Dr. Bronkers. I'm sure you know that by
now. Yeah, I know who you are, dude. Locker. What happened to it, man?
I'm trying to act like we don't know each other because of our...
Cut. Bronkers, you could try a little bit better. Dolph, you're doing great.
Bronkers.
Wonderful job on
that. I am not the best actor in the school.
Can we pause these notes for a second?
What?
Are you going to give me notes on my play that I'm doing, that I'm acting in?
I'm not trying to step on your toes. I just think you could have done that a little bit more convincingly.
Roll it.
How important is it for you yourself to act in your own play?
Roll it.
All right, let's do it. Let's try that scene again. Okay. And action, school.
What the fuck happened to my locker?
Hey, Dolph. It's me, Dr. Brockhurst.
Look, man, I know who you are, and I know you're the smartest man in the world. Psst. So I know you're the only guy who could have turned my locker into snow.
Psst. Don't make it obvious.
So much better.
Okay, thank you. Don't make it obvious that we know each other, considering our meeting at the lake that was of a discreet nature.
Hey, I know you're a playwright, but... I feel like you don't have a lot of experience with actors. Can I give you just a real quick thing of advice?
Hold on. Are we still doing this or not?
Yeah, we're still doing this, man. But I feel like, why wouldn't you want it to be as good as it could be, dude?
Oh, my God. This is a disaster.
All right. You know what? Let's just go right.
So think about this. Because
let's just take it from the top.
Am I taking notes from a kid?
Yeah, you're taking notes from a kid, man. I'm the best actor in the whole school, if not one of the best. So, this whole scene, you said it's written that we're facing away from the audience, right?
You guys are reading my script perfectly.
So, you need to act.
Wait, hold on.
Hang on, dude. You gotta act with your back.
Okay.
This is word for word from my script. You guys are doing wonderfully.
You guys are...
What are you saying? I wrote the script.
You're all part of my play now.
Shut up! What?
This is all... Take a look. Here's my script. This is all part of my master plan.
Everything you've ever said, Anthony...
What? Wait, Anthony?
I mean, Dr. Bronkers.
Everything you've ever said, Anthony, Johnny, Adam... is part of my grand script.
What the fuck?
This whole podcast is my play. And you've all performed very convincingly.
Dude, what is that?
So wait a second, man. Am I getting paid or what?
Nope.
Fuck, dude. Hey, well, you know what? It's cool. You know, go for it. And scene.
Out of here.
Okay, so now that play is over, we can get back to Christmas in school.
Wait, what the...
I thought we had something really good with Christmas in school, so let's keep going.
No, we're doing it.
Let's take it from the top of that scene. And go.
What the heck happened to my locker, man?
Dolph, is that you?
Yeah, look, man.
I have my back turned.
And I know who you are. I know you are, man, and I know you're the smartest man in the world, if not one of the smartest men in the world. And so I know only you could have turned my locker into snow.
I'm glad you're whispering, because I wanted us to be discreet about whether or not we knew each other.
Act with the back, man. It's all they see. Act with the back.
Don't do a little dance while you're telling me
hey,
what to do.
Hey, Dolph, am I going to see you in practice later? Act with,
hey, man, if you see me in practice later, not if I see you first, man.
I do,
get
cool.
Get soofied.
I do see you in class.
Get soofed.
Guys, I stole a bunch of CO2 canisters from the chemistry department. Do you know if we can get high on these?
Whoa. We can make a rocket.
Well, what are you kids doing there?
Principal Gumbelkins.
Principal Gumbelkins.
It's me, Principal Gumbelkins.
Principal Gumbelkins, you know I'm the best actor in the school, man.
Dolph, you're a great actor, but what are you doing with those canisters?
I'm doing scene work, man. It's extracurricular.
All right. I got my eye on you, Dolph. And Dr. Bronkers, don't you have a class to be teaching right now? Don't you have a shift at the police force to be working?
The principal's a cop. When I walk into a room, I command it.
That's right. I'm a cop. And I have a lot of bright lights if I need them, and a siren, too.
Excuse me. Hold on one moment.
Who is this?
I'm the real Dr. Bronkers.
What the fuck?
Thomas, take off that costume.
I can't take off this costume.
You have to take it off.
I'm standing now.
You gotta get out of here before I fail you.
Bronkers, no!
Bronkers, your nose is bleeding. Your nose is bleeding.
No, it's not. What?
Thomas.
All right, Dolph, you're coming down to the station with me. Wait. No, I have to go to my car. I have cocaine in my car.
Thomas, you're suspended.
I'm not. It's not Thomas. I'm Dr. Doc Tom Terbronkers.
I'm the real Dr. Tom Terbronkers.
This is Tom Bronkers, man.
Shut the fuck up, man. I got cocaine in my car. I'll do whatever.
Tom Bronkers? I'm Tom Bronkers.
My name is Thomas Bronkers.
Wait, you're Tom Bronkers, too?
Oh, then what does that make me?
Guys, hold on. It's Christmas.
Guys, I almost beat Rosamund Pike for the role in Gone Girl.
What?
Almost.
Hold on. No, you can't keep doing
what?
This.
I went out for the audition, man. I got called back.
Man, you got to stay in character.
Yeah, it was me. And, all right, sorry, guys.
If you can't stay in character, we're going to have to find somebody else.
Usually in
we
plays.
We have to take this scene
usually
from
when
the
I'm,
top.
Usually when I'm doing plays, they like to know like what other stuff I've been in and like what roles I almost got. Like
right.
How good at acting
you know what?
I am.
This is going to be your last chance, all right? Blow
stay
this one and
top.
You're out. We're going right. To take it from the top again. 1, 2, 3, and go.
What happened to my locker, man?
Dolph.
Tom.
That you?
It's me, Tom. Bronkers Riddle.
No, I am not known by my riddles. I am only a man. We are just becoming acquainted with each other.
Tom Marvolo Bronkers.
I have
Marvolo?
I have cocaine in my car.
Hey, Dolph, am I going to see you practice later?
Not if I see you first, man. Get soofied.
Cool, brother.
The reason I'm so good at acting, I just want to say to the audience, is because I smoke so many cigarettes that it makes my voice sound a little older. So that's how I get all the roles of all right, adults.
All right, you know what, Danny? We can't do this.
Come on, they need to know how good of an actor
no,
I am.
What?
If the play is going to be any good, man.
We can't have you in the play. You're
this is fucking shit, dude. I'm a
great character all the time.
I've seen so many all fucking right. Movies. I've seen so many
guys,
fucking plays.
Guys, I have
plays.
Somebody else.
Who is it?
It's Strombles.
Let's get Strombles in here. Danny, go back to class.
Bye. All right,
Strombles, let's do this scene together.
Hey, Strombles.
What happened to my locker?
Next.
Fuck. All right, I got...
Strombles, go back to class.
All right, fuck. Griffiths is here.
Griffiths.
What happened to my locker?
Perfect. Let's go with it.
Dolph, is that you?
It's me, Mr. Barnes. What's up?
I don't act like you know me. We have to be in secret because of our meeting at the lake.
Look, man, I know you're the smartest guy in the world. If not, one of the smartest guys in the world.
Hey,
so
Dolph.
I know only... Oh, what's up?
Am I going to see you practice later?
Not if I see you first, man. All right, get
cool.
Soofied.
One second. Griffiths?
Griffiths.
Griffiths. I might need you to do that again.
You
all right. All right, do that little.
Take it from your line, man.
All right. Hey, Dolph, am I going to see you at class later?
Not if I see you first, man. Get Sophie'd.
Cool, dude.
That's going right on. At Dr. Bronkers on Instagram.
I can't believe Strumbles let us down like that.
That was one of the worst performances I've ever seen.
Such a nice guy, shitty actor. Let's be real. It's terrible.
Wait, so we had David Strumbles, Grivitz. Who was the first? Adam?
Oh, no. It was David and then Danny.
David, then Danny.
Yeah.
Then Strumbles, and then Grivitz.
I think Griffiths is our
Grivitz.
Really? Danny's the best actor in the whole school. It's not one of them.
Why don't you call down,
Griffiths? He's got too much
of an ego, though. He's too full of himself.
Yeah.
And he doesn't tell anyone to get Sufied.
He won't stop acting about being an actor.
Yeah, he always stops. He always, like, stops a take and then just talks to the audience.
Shit. All right, let's get through this scene. All right, ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
What happened to my locker?
Dolph.
Yeah, it's me. Hey, Dr. Feelgood. Psst. What's up?
You have to not act like we know each other. It has to be discreet.
Look, man, I know you're one of the smartest guys in the whole world. If not one of them. So I know it had to be you who turned my locker into snow.
Hey, Dolph, see you at the big ball game, huh?
Not if I see you first. Get Sufi.
Cool. You seem like you're a really cool kid. I think I'm kind of scared that the principal is coming in, but I think he has a secret identity. What are you kids doing here?
Oh, shit.
We're desalinating ocean water.
Dolph, I love you. But I got my eye on you, kid.
And you.
You, sir.
Yes?
What's your name?
It's... Oh, okay. It's me, the real Dr. Bronkers.
No, get back to class.
Hold on, what?
He's a Thomas, take off that costume. You mean this whole time we've just been part of your play?
Guys, we're losing sight of what really matters.
What is it?
It's Christmas. It's not about presents and eating a lot of food and getting in a fight with your grandmother every once in a while.
Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
And look, I love those parts of Christmas as much as this.
All right, you're under arrest.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. Is that the end of the...
And credits.
Can we just do those last two lines again?
Wait, can we? We gotta take it from my soliloquy. Guys, listen. Christmas isn't just about eating a lot of food and yelling at your dumb little sister and getting presents. It's about the people in prison not being in prison anymore.
We wish you a merry
Christmas. All right, you're under arrest.
We wish you a merry Christmas. Appears that this ending credit sequence has been way more well planned.
Outta here.